Yesterday, the Western Hockey League held their annual draft, and going first overall was a local product who's been causing a lot of noise around the hockey world. He joins us on the line this morning. Connor Bedard, the first overall pick for the Regina Pats, joins us bright and early. Good morning, Connor.
Good morning.
Are you doing this interview in bed right now?
I just got up and kind of walked downstairs.
See, that's it. You'll find out, Connor, as your career goes, the morning shows, if you go, I'll do something in the afternoon, it'll be better. But we appreciate you getting up. Hey, what's it like? Are you doing online classes right now? Give us a sense of your world right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think 2 weeks ago, or maybe three, they just gave us some online classes. And then other than that, just working out and stuff like that, trying to stay ready, I guess.
What grade are you finishing up?
Nine.
How's like? What's this year been like for you? I mean, here you are. You're a hockey player. You obviously have some talent, and then all of a sudden, you know, you've got all these national websites talking about you. You know, I made the trip out to go watch you a few months ago at Planet Ice in North Delta to kind of see how it all kind of played out. I mean, yeah, people talking about you all over the place. You've been granted exceptional player status. I mean, you're still 14, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what's this been like?
Yeah, it's been. Last month definitely has been pretty crazy. I mean, before I was granted that exceptional status, I've had a few interviews, but like stuff like that didn't really come much. And then, this past month has been pretty filled with that stuff. So it's definitely been awesome.
Well, I have to think you might be the second youngest person we've ever had on the show, and the first would be a 10-year-old who was trying to win tickets to the Canucks game. So far you've done great. Are you a talkative guy? Because, hey, we have 30-year-olds on the show who just aren't comfortable talking. And the first couple of minutes, I'll tell you sound like you're pretty relaxed. Are you an outgoing guy personally?
Not like crazy, but I mean, I'm not quiet. I'd say I'm pretty comfortable with talking a lot.
What else do you do beyond hockey? What do you like doing? Are you a gamer, or do you play? Are you a basketball guy, a movie guy? Like what else beyond hockey for you?
I mean, I like just spending time with friends. Usually, spend time with family, stuff like that. Playing other sports with friends, stuff like that.
Other than hockey, what's your second best sport?
Probably soccer. I played that the most, but I don't know. I might. Next day is probably like basketball or golf. Those things are pretty fun for me.
Connor Bedard here on Sportsnet 650. What's been the coolest thing that you've experienced over the last few months through this whole process? Like, is there a big hockey star you had a chance to meet or anything along those lines? Like, what's been the coolest thing?
Yeah, actually, right after I was granted, I think a day, Wayne Gretzky actually called me.
What?
Really?
Yeah, I just got home and I got this phone call from like California, and I thought it was like I don't know, like some random, like those things you usually get, and then I answer and it's him. So that was pretty crazy.
Did you believe it?
At first not really. I kind of thought it was a prank call, but then it sounded a lot like him, so I'm hoping it was real for sure.
Okay, so let me do the math. You were born in what year, Connor? We got a minus 14 years. What year were you born?
2005.
When did Gretzky retire?
99.
Did he end it in 99?
Yeah.
So have you watched a lot of Gretzky? Was your dad a big Gretzky fan? Anyone in your family a big Gretzky fan? Because I grew up in Edmonton, so I was lucky enough when I was your age, I was going to the games and watching him play. Had you watched Gretzky play a lot of hockey on YouTube or on any videos or old games?
Yeah, I mean, you can't really not, if you're a hockey fan, you can't really not watch him, I think. Like, TV, there's always a bunch of, like, old games or something about him. And, yeah, stuff on YouTube, I've seen lots of them, and obviously he's such an amazing player.
Who's your favorite hockey team?
Canucks.
Yeah, who do you like watching? Like, who's your favorite player on the team?
I don't know. I mean, Hughes this year was pretty crazy. Pettersson, Vesey, all those guys. I mean, I don't think I have a real favorite on the team.
First off, I just want to get back to Gretzky. Once he called you, did you put that phone number in your phone? Because that would be the smart move.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's what you get. Just text him the odd time. Just want to say hi. How are things with everybody? Say hi to Paulina. Who's the first pro you've ever met? Like, have you met any of the Canucks growing up? Did you get to any skates or meet him anywhere?
Yeah, when I was like 7 or 8, I think our coach and like knew Hamus and Bieksa, and they kind of came out to our practice. And so that was the first time I really met a like professional player.
What's the process like for you when you go through this? And, you know, so here's all of a sudden the conversation about exceptional player. Like, is this something you push for? Is this something a coach pushes for? Is this something that, you know, your mom and dad say, hey, you know what? I think you're good enough. Like, is this something you say, hey, you know what? You know, I'm exceptional. Like, when, like, who recognizes that? And when does it start that process?
Yeah, I think before the season started, it was definitely in the back of everyone's head, I'd say. And then I kind of wanted to see how my season was going up to that point. And yeah, I think I was playing pretty well, so I thought I thought I would apply. And then my parents were obviously okay with it, and then my agency was okay with it too. So it was mostly my idea. My parents never really pushed me to do that. I think it was
who was most concerned. Who was the one who probably pushed to say no, I don't want to do this. Is this mom? Is it you? Or is anybody like that was a little nervous about it?
Not really. I mean, my parents obviously don't want me to move away, but other than that, no one's really like. I think it's what everyone wanted for sure.
You can't have an agent. Connor Bedard joins us, first-round pick in the Banner draft of first over by Regina. You can't have an agent, but you have an advisor. When were you first approached? With an agency, when did you first have someone talk to you? Was it this year? Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago. Not really sure. I made the decision last year, but yeah, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago that I was kind of starting to be approached.
Like, that had to be like, can you remember the first game? Go, are you kidding me, man? They're a hockey agent. Like, I'm only, if you're 2 or 3 years ago, you're like in grade six. How was your weekend? Oh, pretty good. This agency's talking to me.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't talk to me really. It was more my parents, but obviously we weren't gonna make a decision when I'm 11 or 12. So it was just kind of like getting to meet people and stuff like that.
Do you get chirped much this year? Like, were guys chirping you on the ice?
A good amount. I mean, it's part of the game. Everyone kind of gets it.
Do you give
but
it back?
Obviously, but you got a lot of hype around you. Like, did you find yourself, did you get a sense that people would to give it to you?
Yeah, sometimes for sure, but that's kind of what has to come if you want to be one of those highly touted players.
How much time, if any, and this is the really hard question, Connor, because you grew up in Vancouver and you're going to play in Regina. How much time, if any, have you spent in Regina in the winter?
I've never been a Sask, like, my whole life. Yeah, it's going to be a...
Trust me, buddy. I worked there for a year and a half covering Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. The people are unbelievable. They're going to treat you well, but buy some layers of clothes, man. It's just it's going to make you a tougher player. It's going to you'll be truculent like Brian Burke wants. It'll make you that much tougher, but it's going to be cold.
Yeah, I got to change up my wardrobe a bit, I think.
What are you doing to stay in shape these days? Are you just are you in the driveway just shooting pucks, or what are you doing?
Yeah, working out, shooting pucks, rollerblading, biking, stuff like that, kind of anything I can to, you know, be ready for whenever we do come back.
Well, listen, I know James got out to see you play, and he'll probably say that in 10 years. Oh, I saw him when he was just a kid playing. Nice job stick handling this conversation with us. Good luck with what school has. I'm gonna make sure you finish grade 9 appropriately, and we'll hook up again before you head out to Regina. Stay safe with you and your family, and thanks for taking the time and getting up this morning with us.
Okay, thank you guys for having me.